Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.jbsba.com. And I hope you'll remember to subscribe to my newsletter when you get there. It's free. It comes every week by email, and I think you'll like it. We're now in our fifth year of the newsletter. Haven't missed a deadline. It comes on Sunday afternoon, so that you can take a look at it while you're getting ready for the coming week, and hopefully we try to put something in there that'll get you a little bit. Obviously, we try to put some good information in there, but also try to get you motivated and encouraged a little bit for the coming week. I want to talk a little bit about something that's probably on your mind if you're a small business owner, and that's the big box companies, the aggregators, the consolidators, the people who can buy things, I'm sorry, the people who can sell things cheaper than you can buy them. And of course, on the top of that heap is Walmart. Recently, at least the second year in a row, maybe more than that, I just know that at least 2 years in a row, Walmart has been identified as the largest company in the world. And little Bentonville Five and Dime, you know, back in the 60s, Bentonville, Arkansas, Sam Walton had a little Five and Dime company, and he grew it into, you know, in 35 years or so, he grew it into he and his family and the employees there, and the customers who buy from them, have helped Walmart become the largest corporation, largest business concern on the planet. Over $250 billion in sales. And if I'm not mistaken, I had that list somewhere that I don't have it in front of me right now, but I don't think anybody else is even close. And those that are the ones who've merged. And this is Walmart all by itself. Now, a lot of times, a lot of communities, when Walmart comes in, there are two cries that go up. One is the cry of excitement when Walmart comes to town, when a community gets their first Walmart, there's a cry of excitement from the people who like to shop at Walmart. And then there's a cry of anxiety from the small business owners in the community. It's like it's like the big some big dragon or some dangerous thing that people believe that Walmart is that will put us out of business, put our small businesses out of business, or one of the other consolidators or aggregators, as they're called, the big box companies, any of those, depending on what business you're in, when they come to town. Yes, there's no question that it will affect your business if you're a small business owner. There's no question about that. And there's no question that they have an advantage. They buy things in such great quantities that they literally can sell them. And they sell so much that their margins don't have to be as high as your margins are. So when you compress the margin and you compress the cost of goods sold that they have to deal with, you've got a selling price on their shelves, oftentimes less than what you buy your products for, your much smaller increments. And you have to have you typically need a higher margin because you don't have the volume that the big companies do. So what do you do about that? What are we going to do about that? Have you ever wondered how, if Walmart or any of the big box companies are hurting your business, have you ever wondered how, after all these years, all small businesses haven't been put out of business? By the way, I wrote a satire about this. It's called Waking Up in Wall World. If you'd like to have a copy of it, those of you who subscribe to my newsletter, got that issue, that article a couple of weeks ago. And if you didn't read it, you might want to go back and check it out. I got a lot of good comments on that. But if you would like to have a copy of that, I'll send it to you. You can either go to the website and request it at the email there on the website, or you can send it to the you can send your request through this email address, askjim@jbsba.com. askjim@jbsba.com. But anyway, small business owners looking at a big box company opening up, whether it be a home improvement or a company or a Walmart or one of the big office supply companies or whatever it might be. You probably think, well, they're going to get all my business. Well, you know what? If you do nothing, if you continue to do business the way you've always done it, if you expect your customers that who've done business with you all these years, maybe because they didn't have anywhere else to go, if you expect them to just come back to you because you're a nice guy or you're a nice lady or whatever you're thinking is the reason that your customers come back to you, then yeah, you probably are going to be put out of business by the big companies. But if you can understand a few things, and this is where I'm not going to give you a silver bullet to solve the big box conundrum, the big box challenge. I'm not going to give you a silver bullet, but I am going to give you the tools and the perspectives for you to make your own silver bullet. And these are things that you just need to understand about your customers and about not only your customers, but about the potential customers out there, the people that might come in your business and lay their money down on your counter and walk out with a product or a service. It's about those people. And it's about what they're doing in the marketplace and what they expect from anybody that they do business with, and what it is that attracts them to Walmart, to the big box companies. What is it that attracts them to those companies? And if you can understand those things, you'll get the idea. You'll understand. You'll be able to compete straight up with Walmart, but not straight up in terms of playing their game. You'll be able to compete. By that I mean you'll be able to stay in business, and not only stay in business, but you'll be able to flourish. We'll come back on the other side of these messages. I'm going to give you those tools to make your own silver bullet. Tony after, stay with me. I'll be right back. Back, it's 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I've been talking about waking up in Wall World. That's the title of that article I was telling you about. If you wanted, you can order it at askjim@jbsba.com. I'll send it to you for free. It won't cost you anything. And sometimes it seems like that's what happens to small business. We wake up in Wall World. We wake up and the world has become dominated by the big box companies. Well, I want to tell you one thing. I want to point out to you that you might find interesting, and I think this is an important thing to understand. If you add, this is what I found out in a little research that I did. If you add up all of the office supply companies, the big box office supply companies. If you add all of their revenue up, all the business that they do, and put it together, all of them together only have about 25% of the office supply market. That means there's 75% available for little companies, for everybody else. Now, if that's the case with office supplies, there's a good chance that that's the case with the other, with the home improvement companies, and I don't know what that percentage is for Walmart, because they're broader, they paint with a broader brush than the others do, But the point is that just because you've got big box companies in your area doesn't mean that they're getting all the business. They're not. And the reason is because there are lots of different kinds of people out there. There are people who want to save money. And so they go with, and that's the only reason, that's the only motivation that they have is to save money. And so they're going to go and they're going to walk a half a mile across a Walmart parking lot and another half a mile back into the back of the building, and they're going to save 25 cents, and that's okay with them. And you know what? Those people aren't your prospects. Don't try to get those people. Don't let Walmart have those people. Let them have them. You don't need those people. They're not going to make you any money. They're going to spend your time talking to you and getting educated with you, and then they're going to go to Walmart and buy the stuff. Don't compete with Walmart for those people. What you want to do as a small business owner is focus on the people who are attracted to what you offer, which is high-quality service, which is response time, which is technical capability, maybe a unique set of product lines. Maybe just the fact that you know their name. Maybe that's all it is. Remember this. Remember WIFM. You've heard me say this before. What's in it for me? That's the way customers. That's the only thing that customers think about today. And they really have always ever thought about. What's in it for me? I'm that way, you're that way. When we're customers, what's in it for me? We may have an affinity for a company, a little company, an owner, but the truth is it all boils down to what's in it for me. And if you'll understand that, then you'll say, okay, what is in it for my customers? The people, not the universe, not all the people in the world out there, not what's in it for all them, but what's in it for my customers, the people who are likely to do business with me. Why are they coming in my door? Why would they come in my door? Do they come in my door to save time? Probably. And if you can't save them time, then you're probably not going, they're probably going to go somewhere else. People who do business with small businesses, in my opinion, are looking for customization. They're looking for people who know them and who remember what they like. They're looking for high levels of service. They're looking for somebody who can save them time. And at the bottom of the list, or near the bottom of the list of all the things that's in it for them, is price. Now, I'm not saying people want to throw their money away. And if you're competing straight up with another small business owner, then, you know, your prices have got to be close, or at least you've got to be able to explain, if you're more expensive, where the value is in that extra money that they got to pay. And some people will pay that. But what we've got to do as small business owners, we've got to realize that we can't win the price war. That's all, other than having, you know, truckloads of stuff on their shelves, which how much do your customers need? They only need one item, really, right? They don't need all those extra items. So other than that, all Walmart can really do is give the customers price. Well, guess what? That war is over, and we lost. We're not going to win the war on price. If you try to fight a price war with a big box company, I'm not going to say that you will lose. I'm saying you've already lost. Forget about it. Don't try to fight the price war. All you can do is fight the value war. And when it comes to value, small business owners, you have an incredible advantage over a big box company when it comes to value. You can deliver more value than the big box companies can, especially for those people who are more interested in quality, technical capability, familiarity, customization, and saving them time. You put all those things together and then go find the people who want those things, and you'll always have sales growth. Don't fight the price war. It's over. You lost. Think about it. 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're going to be right back with Mike Stewart, and we're going to talk a little bit more. He's probably going to talk to us a little bit about change and how to deal with it. He likes to do that, and I like it when he does that. 29 after. This show is brought to you by IBM, and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.